Let's jump in. Man, I just love our opportunity to be together on Tuesday night. So last month, during all the month of April, we focused on health. And we focused on health in terms of sleep, eat, move, and gratitude, the key components that really represent that very base of the pyramid of six steps to strengthen a weakened will. This month, in the month of May, we're focused on the second dimension of intellect, lifelong learning, and scholarly fitness. So if we start there, John and Cammie, welcome. Cammie, let me ask you a question. So you could unmute and get ready for this question. Cammie, why do we care about lifelong learning?
Because that's one of the things we take with us in the next life.
Cammie, you are brilliant and inspired. You're exactly right. So this lifelong learning really is eternity. We get to keep this. Whatever degree of learning we attain unto in this life, it will rise with us in the resurrection. So we get to take this with us. That means it's worth doing all we can to learn and develop and grow. Cammie, I love that. John, follow that. In addition, you're not going to eclipse this because she like hit the home run, but maybe you can at least, hit a base hit or something. John, one other reason we care about lifelong learning, and Johnna, get ready, you're on deck.
You think I'm going to strike out here,
No, I think you're going to get on base and John is going to get an RBI.
It's because it helps us believe in ourselves and gives us the confidence to be what we're meant to be in the Lord's eyes.
Wow, I
This
love
life.
this confidence. I want to hold on to that one at the start place. It does. When we learn and we continue to learn, it's not just learning, though that does it too, but that when we continue to learn, so when we, in a patterned way, continue to learn, it builds our confidence. There's another word that sounds just like it, which it does too. It builds our competence. So if it builds our competence, then our confidence is natively elevated. I love that. And John, when our competence and our confidence are elevated, it changes our self-perception. And these are all things you hit on, which I love. And it changes the perception of others about us. Did I get all of that right, John?
Sounds great to me, yes.
Very nicely done, and another home run. Absolutely profound. Nicely done. Okay, Jonna, why else do we care about lifelong learning?
I can't talk. You said something last week or the week before that really struck me, and it was something I can't remember what it was, but something about being a leader. And when we're a leader, we help. I can't remember what it was, but something about helping others. So to build on what Johnny and Cammie said and what you just wrote on the board, once we've reached this, once we're achieving this, we can lift others to where we are.
That principle of lifting others is just huge. So just think about what we accomplished together with this little list. What is sixth dimension all about? It's about getting the oxygen mask on ourselves first, about learning, growing, developing, becoming, so that we can also lift and help and inspire other people. That is what leadership is about. It's about being competent and confident so that we can lift and lead others all around us. Just very nicely done. Look, there are some other inherent benefits. I think tips have started in the month of May. You may have received our tip on lifelong learning, intellect, lifelong learning, and scholarly fitness. This tip really dealt with the value of lifelong learning as it relates to brain development. Cami, when we talk about brain development, we're talking about building our neuron network and making it more dense and more rich with connections from axon terminals and our sending and receiving across the synapse. So what does that mean when we send from the dendrites and the axons and we jump across that synapse? If we have a denser network, what does that mean when it comes to things like dementia or Alzheimer's or memory or performance as we continue to age?
Well, as I've learned in Spark, it helps to keep our hippocampus healthy.
Man, you are brilliant.
No, it does. It makes the myelin sheath stronger, and so it fires
so it
quicker and faster, and the memory is stored in the hippocampus. There's different parts to it, and I just found that very fascinating.
I love that you found it fascinating. So by now you've already run across at least one comment that said, this was a little bit too scientific for me, so I scanned a lot of it. I'm sorry, that's just fun for me. So I'm learning to have more fun in different ways rather than just the way I love. So Cami, I love that you're having fun in that way. And we're going to get back to Spark as well. Well, those are all the things as we learn, as we move our bodies. So when we talked about health last month, as we talked about sleep, eat, move, and gratitude, all of those are activities that also facilitate learning. And when we learn, all kinds of good things happen, and we create this greater web of connections, I like to think of it, which forestalls things like dementia or Alzheimer's. It's just a wonderful tool. So I'd like to hear from all three of you about things that you're learning that are helping you. So anytime we learn a new skill, so if you learn to knit, or if you learn to crochet, or if you already crochet and knit, if you learn a new sequence or a new stitch, you've got to continue to facilitate that learning. If you learn to play a musical instrument, if you learn a new language, all of those things create that greater network, that greater web of connections that helps us to forestall dementia and Alzheimer's. So I'd like to just hear a little bit from each of you about some things that you're learning or ways that you're beginning to apply some of these principles of intellect in your own life and what you're doing that is fun for you, maybe a hobby or a pursuit that you are enjoying. Jonna, why don't we start with you? Share with us some things, maybe some hobbies or some skills, some things that you like to pursue and learn.
I keep clicking the wrong thing. I just love to learn everything. One of my favorite hobbies right now is knitting. And I thought it was very unique that you said learning a new technique, because I'd never have put beads on knitting before, and I did that this weekend. I'm making my daughter a shawl, and it was just, I couldn't put it down. I was just so fascinated with it because it was something new, and I just was having fun with it. And I've also, in fact, I just left a knit shop because I've taught a friend how to knit. And just watching her learn and create the beautiful things that she does, I don't know. It's just so rewarding.
Okay, so that's one of the things that I didn't put up here in terms of lifelong learning and the benefits we get out. It's rewarding. That not only this competence and confidence piece, but this feeling of ongoing progression. We need to feel like we're growing and developing and becoming, and it's rewarding. You nailed it. I love it, Jonna. Thank you. Okay, Cammy, share with us some things that you're learning, or some hobbies, or some interests, and how they make a difference in your life, how they give your life meaning and value.
Okay, well, I've kind of made a switch because I'm like Jonna. I like to knit and I like to do a lot of different things. But right now, I'm kind of in a nerdy place in my life. And this is going to sound really crazy, but I've been studying about the narcissistic personality disorder. And it has been fascinating because of some of the people we're involved with. And it has made me look, I've just learned a ton. And along with that, with Spark and learning, is my vocabulary. I have had a great desire to increase my vocabulary. And so I've been doing that with both research projects with Spark and with narcissistic personality disorder. And it is more on the scientific side, but it is good to expand my vocabulary.
Oh, I just love that. What a perfectly nerdy, geeky pursuit. I love it.
You never know.
That makes me so happy. What a delight. Okay, John, your turn to share.
I didn't know I married a nerdy lady. She's wonderful. My perspective on this is actually, that's why I came on the program in the first place, as I mentioned to you way back in February. It just hit me strong that the whole concept of sixth dimension is the process of learning and growing and developing in areas that I want to do so that I can have a more self-esteem, feel like I've accomplished something in life instead of just going through life day in, day out. So the whole concept to me is powerful. We're reading Spark. We do a lot of the wonderful help in our energy work to bless the lives of people. I'm getting up and starting. I haven't done it for a while, but I'm starting now to get up and get my heart going again by walking. I want to get my heart rate up there because I don't want to lose my brain, what I ever have. I want to maintain that. So I want to get back into some fitness there. What else? I had something else I was going to say, and I forgot now. My synapse just... But anyway, I've been consistent with my journal writing, and that's been a big key to that high-performance journal. And we are starting to, I've done one smarter goal, and we're going to start, Cammy and I together are going to start putting some serious goals in that smarter goal as what we want as a couple to actually accomplish. So those are all the things we're working on. And we've committed to every Tuesday and Thursday, listen to the coachings. That's learning for us. So when we're listening to you, that's ongoing education that helps us.
It just is. This association, this opportunity to be together and to learn and grow together is so important. And really, that's what the second Tuesdays, this is our opportunity to share together and learn from one another the things that we're doing. When I listen to both Jonna and Cammy, I will tell you, my wife crochets. She does beautiful crochet work, but she wants to learn to knit, and she doesn't knit. So I might connect her with either or both of you as she's beginning that pursuit of learning to knit. So thank you very much for sharing. John, you hit the other important point. Sixth dimension, look, we all have hobbies and interests and desires. And the way that sixth dimension ties back in is as we learn to use the tools that are available to us in sixth dimension to fuel those interests, to advance them. So our SMARTER goals are one of the tools that we use there. Our high performance journal, as we reflect and write about the things that we're learning and why we're learning them and how it fuels our sense of progress and the rewards that we're getting out of them and our desires to act. All of that becomes a very important part of our ongoing development. So, John, you already reported, but I wanted to hear about how you're using your high performance journal in your hobbies and your interests to fuel and to advance your development in your skills and your learning. So, Jonna, back to you.
I had started the SMARTER goal because I've been wanting to do a blog and start doing the social media, and I keep letting things get in the way, but I'm still wanting to do that and work on that. As far as the high performance journal, right now I'm mainly using that for Tuesday and Thursday night coaching, recording my thoughts and things, and then I use it mostly for my gratitude. That's a weakness for me, and that I perceive as a weakness for me, and I really want to become stronger in that. So that's what I have focused on the most with my high performance journal, is the gratitude part. And again, I had wanted to ponder. I love the questions at the beginning of the SMARTER goal, and I really wanted to ponder those and wanted to kind of work on it for a couple of days, but I found out I couldn't save it. So I'm just pottering on things, and then I'm just going to go through the goal. But I'm bound and determined to get the blog and the social media stuff going.
Oh, Jonna, I just have to tell you, in every way, I'm thrilled about what you've just said. As you think about your CPI profile that we talked about earlier, that perfectionist and realist nature can sometimes cause people like that, with that profile, to appear to be negative or to find the negative, and thereby to be self-critical and critical of situations and critical of life, instead of find the gratitude and the positive and the joy and the benefit. So as you're using your high performance journal to focus on and develop the gratitude, this is going to be such a wonderful benefit to you, psychologically healthy, and from a social standpoint healthy, and certainly from a performance standpoint. Jonna, what you just described is marvelous metacognition, self-awareness, and using the tools inside Sixth Dimension is just going to just flourish, help you to flourish in your growth and your development. I'm just so proud of you. Nicely done. Well
done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Cammy, John started High Performance Journal, so we'll go to you to finish. How are you utilizing High Performance Journal and SMARTER goals, because you've now started into that as well, to help take advantage or to fuel your growth and your development, either in an intellectual pursuit or just your overall growth and development?
Well, I'm going to be really honest. Lately, it has been a test of patience because I wrote all this stuff in there and then it didn't save.
Oh!
That's happened to me, but Sarah assured me today that it will show up the next day. But I got a little discouraged, but I have a tendency to set too many goals. So I'm trying to be careful about that.
Yeah.
And so the evaluating is kind of helping me to be aware of that, to go back and say, okay, you're overloading yourself. Let's back off. And so that's a good tool for me to kind of stay focused with my high performance journal.
Good. All right, so let me, I'll close with this self-reflection question for your high-performance journal writing. How can you utilize a high-performance journal, SMARTer goals, the tools available to help facilitate your desired growth path? Remember, the sixth dimension is that it's the dimension of hope and happiness. It's the dimension of being able to navigate to any new reality that we choose. So take just a moment and ponder on that question. How can you utilize the tool sets to help you navigate to a new world, a new reality that you desire in your life? So reflect and write, and on other things that may have popped into your mind as a result of our conversation today. This should be a revelatory process. So reflect and write 3 to 5 things. And then, therefore, what? What do you want to have happen? And an action commitment. And when you get too many goals, Cammy, this action commitment is just one thing that you're going to do. And if you can tie it to another goal, that's even better. So take a minute, reflect, and write. Okay, I am so excited as we talk about opportunity. Because opportunity meetings, as we've discussed them recently, are take on a little bit different approach than what we've looked at in the past. And I'm excited for some things that we've got coming up. First of all, our CPI. Next week, next Tuesday, a week from tonight, we're going to dive into Cognitive Preferences Index. So the Cognitive Preferences Index starts with the Cognitive Preferences Instrument, the survey. So let's see, Jonna or John, do either of you have the website where you get the survey? John, I know you've taken it, so there's John. You got it?
Yes, I've taken it. I've got the site.
Okay, good. John, tell me what the site address is. I think it starts with CPI.
It's capital CPI and then dash survey.griffinhillconsulting.com. And then the password is 6D, and the D is a little d.
Okay. Now, I kind of ran off the page, but there it is. If you have not yet taken the survey, take the survey. CPI, all caps, right, John?
Right.
Hyphen, survey, still all caps, right, John?
Yeah, it can be little or low. Whatever.
Okay, .griffinhillconsulting.com. So go there. How long did it take you, John? Probably 10, 12 minutes?
If that, yeah, it's not very long at all.
Yeah, not very long. The time investment here is minimal. Now, one of the things that I have not yet disclosed to you, I told Jonna earlier as she was on early and we were talking about her scores. The CPI, so if you think about on your in your Achievement Hub, under each one of these dimensions, it starts with standalone lessons, and then classes, and then courses, and then tips, and then resources and tools, and then book club. In the intellect dimension, under standalone classes or standalone lessons, CPI is there as a standalone lesson. So if you've taken the survey and you've got your scores, you can actually go watch that and learn all about your own score. Now, here's my caution with that. Because it's not live and interactive, it pushes it more towards the practical, the scientific, the analytical presentation. The little interaction, Jonna, that you and I had at the starting of this before the coaching session started tonight was the fun and entertaining and the great practical utility of it all. So if you go watch this standalone lesson, don't expect it to be fun and entertaining. It will be instructive and scientific. But you can go learn all about your own scores. By doing that, it kind of sets you up to know a little bit about what to expect, because this is an opportunity that will be fun and engaging next week. So as we talk about opportunity, the opportunity here is the system. The opportunity is the sixth dimension and the six dimensions. And because we're dealing with intellect, this is just a great way to share with friends and family and loved ones without this overriding pall of, oh, I'm inviting you and you're resistant and it's still valuable, but you're unsure. Without any of that, just invite people to go take the survey. Don't let them see the piece that you can go watch yourself, but you can watch it, but invite them to take the survey. And then invite them to your home or here. We will do a live audience here at Griffin Hill offices. So the studio may be a little funky next week, but bring them and have them bring their scores. And then when we do this together, it will just be fun and entertaining while very instructive. Now, Jonna, you had a little bit of a prelude. Did you see that this could be very fun and entertaining?
I didn't understand it, but then after talking to you and then you telling me about myself, yeah, I can see I can see it very much so.
This will be so delightful. At very least, you will want family members to take it just so that you can see how you overlay against each other. And that's part of the fun and entertainment. But it's also part of the power. Cognitive Preferences Index. This is all about the way you prefer to drink in information, process information, make decisions about that information, and then act upon information. And when you start looking at yourself introspectively so that you become consciously competent, self-aware, having good metacognition, it changes your ability to grow and develop. When you start recognizing the same thing in other people, it just fuels your growth and your development. So, whoever your best friends are, family, neighbors, and close friends, have them go take the survey. cpi-survey.griffinhillconsulting.com. Your password is 6D. Now, anytime anybody else were to take this survey, the best price special for an individual that we've ever run is a minimum of $10. Mostly in the corporate world, this is several thousand dollars for a group to take this. But it's yours as part of Sixth Dimension. It's part of what you get. That's the opportunity. And your opportunity is that you can share this with everyone. If you've got friends who are business owners and you think that they would benefit by growing their leadership capacity and their ability to lead their own teams, have them take it and everyone inside their business organization. It's a gift that you can give. So in terms of things that you can do rapidly that will be fun and entertaining and grow your social connections, getting ready for the CPI event next Tuesday evening will be just terrific. And that's how you do it. cpi-survey.griffinhillconsulting.com, password 6D. So I'll pause there for just a moment if you've got questions. Okay, Chris, I can see that your mic is off. I hope you can tell me. And if not, then I'm going to see if you can call into Sam. Chris, did you have a comment or a question? Okay, Sam, would you type in the comment section and interact with Chris? And then if she's got a comment to make, would you just come unmute your mic and share that comment? Or if she's got a question?
Okay, she can hear. Just a second.
Okay, but we haven't solved this mic problem for Chris, and I wish we could. So, and if you need to call Chris, do that. But let's see if we can make sure that Chris is part of the active group. Chris, welcome. Glad to have you here. John, the other part, so if you've got any questions about that, the other part is Friday. We're going to do this again in Heber. Is that right, John?
Yeah, that's right. That'd be great.
And that's a 7 o'clock start, and we're at the police station, correct?
Correct. On the
Awesome.
19th, Friday the 19th.
Friday the 19th. Yeah, that's right. It's not this coming Friday. We have the
No.
Tuesday one first, and you can invite people to your home. Again, if you're doing this with a friend who owns a business, you could do it from their place of business. You can do this anywhere and dial in the whole group of people who have taken the survey. But we're going to do that again live session, John, in Heber on the 7th. Now, here's what I love about doing this in Heber. When I was refining this product more than a decade ago, maybe as long as 20 years ago, one of the groups, we did this with several large groups, one of the largest groups we did this with was with the Heber City Chamber of Commerce. Now, John, I'm sure you do not know these people, but Murray Becker owned the bike shop. And I specifically refer to that because I have hung on to Murray Becker's comments for all these years and refer to them even on the online lesson. So if you go look at that. But also, Jane Broadhead. Do you know the Broadhead family out there?
No.
Okay. I wish I knew if Jane were still around. But I would encourage you to connect with the Chamber of Commerce and invite the whole Chamber of Commerce on Friday night as a gift to the Chamber. Your gift and our gift, the CPI reprised. I think it would just be delightful. I've also got our people working on some things to do that, but they're welcome, John. Would love to have them. Okay, Sam, you got connected with Chris. Did Chris have a comment?
I think she's okay right now. She hasn't
Okay,
told me
Chris, I'm
anything.
glad you can hear and listen. Okay, so as we talk about opportunity, the product is the opportunity. The ability to help people to learn and to grow, to engage in fun and delightful activities, and to develop their leadership capacity. That opportunity is what CPI is all about this Tuesday and this Friday, and it's unrestricted in terms of your ability to invite and engage people, have them take the survey. Look, every time I do this, there are people in the group, people in the audience who have not taken the survey. And then their very first question is, can I go take the survey? Because they just learned so much and they want to know how it fits in their universe. So make sure they all take the survey in advance. It will be much more meaningful. So that's the first thing that I wanted to highlight tonight. Second thing, oh my goodness, the 25th, so that's one of our Thursday nights. It's Thursday the 25th. That's our activity night. So remember, each month, as we explore one of these dimensions, this month, intellect. So intellect includes reading and writing. It includes STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. And I would include with that, it's pretty obvious, but I would also include as a specific set aside problem solving. Problem solving is a part of the intellect and the intellectual dimension. So it includes all of that, but it also includes creativity, the arts, and the humanities. So on Thursday, the 25th, in lieu of our online coaching session, it's our activity night. So because it's intellectual, we're looking at the dimension of intellect in the realm of arts and humanities. We're going to go visit. For all who can come, I would invite you to those who can get here to the Brigham Young University. I think we're still working on whether it's going to be the Museum of Art or the Life Science Museum, the Bean Life Science Museum. But we're going to come, and it's going to be such a learning and delightful engagement and social activity on that night. Now, for those who are distant and removed, either on that night or some other time, go visit a local museum of your choice. Again, Jonna, it could be the Elvis Museum or the one of many Elvis museums in Las Vegas or any other place. But this is what we'd like you to do. Take people with you. Take a group of people, invite them to come with us on the 25th here in Provo at Brigham Young University Museum of Art or Beam Museum or wherever you go. Again, this is our opportunity to gather people that we love and care about and share with them this experience, as we don't just go around and look at the art, but maybe we're going to learn something about one of the artists or an artistic style, and make it a rich and rewarding environment. And then take pictures and share them. We're going to, before our 25th activity, we'll talk about how to share those in a combined six-dimension community. So again, this is our opportunity portion of our discussion tonight. It starts with the opportunity to explore cognitive preferences in the way we think, and then to expand our intellect and to expand our exposure to culture, the arts, the humanities, by our museum trip. Bring friends, engage them and invite them and include them. That will make our event ever so much more wonderful. We'll give you more details about where and when to meet if you're coming to the live group with us, and how to post your sharing on the social media page if you're not coming here. Third, book club. I'm glad. I just loved what we heard from Cami tonight about Spark and how much she's learning and engaged from it. John, I know you're doing that too. Jonna, I think you started Spark. Is that true?
I got stuck on the chapter that where the comment about the technical stuff, and so I keep reading it over and over again to try to understand and hoping that I can get it. And so I'm wondering, should I just move on or should I
That
don't know yet?
gallop forward. Don't let that bog you down. Look, I just have a fondness for everything that Rady has to say here. It's great science, and it's not just his science, it's well referenced, and that can make it a little bit of a stodgy read for others, but for nerds and geeks, Cami, it's just like candy. But it's so instructive as we learn about learning, as we learn to move. And by the way, if you're paying attention to the tips, one of the tips on health, I think that I included this month, if you haven't got it, it will come, but it was on this Swedish word, fartlek, which means speed play. So John, as you're doing your walking in the morning, use that fartlek technique to get speed variation. It's probably the fun way to do high intensity interval training. So that sounds just hard, but fartlek is speed play. That's just fun. And so that it can help us to get that heart rate between 50, well, I'd say 60, 60 to 85% of maximum heart rate, and just make it engaging. Well, that's part of what we learn in Spark, in book club, is that we facilitate learning just by moving our bodies more. It can help us to deal with anxiety and stress and depression. It can help us to deal with attention deficit disorder or addiction. It can help us to deal with the effects of aging or hormonal changes. So, book club, this is another great opportunity in your neighborhood to whatever books are in the book club to say, hey, look, let's gather a book club group And you can do book club in your neighborhood or with your family or with your friends as another mechanism for opportunity. This is where I think the power of sixth dimension will be sparked in each home, in each individual, in each life. Because first of all, you will be becoming a product of the product. But second of all, in normal and natural ways, you will be engaging people with the power that is sixth dimension to shape and change lives, to make a difference, to get that feeling that John and Cammie talked about earlier, the sense of growth, development, confidence, competence, that feeling of ongoing progression that, as Jhana described, is its inherent reward. All of these are the things that you can help people to get connected with in normal and natural ways. Let them ask you what it would be like to be a sixth dimension personal development coach and consultant. Let them ask you about the compensation plan and how it works. Your key is in normal and natural ways to invite them to utilize and to engage the product in meaningful ways. So I shared that as the power of the product tonight. These three things: opportunities to, in normal and natural ways, invite people from your circle of influence to have a wonderful, rich, and rewarding and engaging experience learning about cognitive preferences, the way we think, the way we decide, the way we behave. It will shape them. They'll elevate their own metacognition, their own self-awareness. As a result, they will become better individual performers. But importantly, this will help people to be better leaders. The museum trip, it's all about this dimension this month. Intellect, lifelong learning that is enriching. Remember that in string, super string theory, I connect this second dimension to the y-axis, height. It's what gives our life height when we start talking about culture and arts and humanities. So to have that experience together is part of what sixth dimension is, but to invite those that we care about and those with whom we would like to associate and elevate their lives to join us, it's a great opportunity. And then, of course, book club. As we do this in normal and natural ways, it will help us to become a product of the product and help other people engage in the power that is sixth dimension. Okay, take a minute and reflect and write. John, you've got a question or a comment. Let's take that right off the top.
Okay, a couple of things. So, a couple of things. So the Spark book, I have shared that with quite a few who have the ADD or the ADHD issue. I am surprised at how many people already have been introduced to that book, but haven't read it, and they were familiar with it. I am wondering, since Chris is on, if you could talk a little bit about the study. Are you still accepting people? Could you give a little bit of info on that?
Oh, I'm so glad you. Wow, there's another one. We should have put study up here. That's another way to engage people in normal and natural ways. And yes, we are. So we're anticipating a June 1 launch of the interventional piece of the study. So literature review is nearly complete. We'll also do a knowledge, skill, and attitude portion of this study. And then the intervention, where again, friends, family, neighbors, people that you know who just need a lifeline. People want this kind of a lifeline. They're hungry for it. They just don't know what to do. Because there's so much misinformation in the way our government proceeded, starting as early as 1953 with the research done by Ancel Keys, that was flawed research that shaped everything about the FDA, RDA, and now what they call daily values. or percent daily values, and the very first food pyramid. All of that just was, it was misguided, and it shaped the way people behaved in such that it created heart disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, an explosion of cancer, which I'm not telling you that a change in lifestyle will cure cancer, but it will retard it, and it will be protective, and it can be preventative, especially as some of the research points out in some specific cases. So yes, if you've got people you want to get into the study, it's part of who you are. You are a personal development and achievement coach. And if that means, well, what that means is that you can reach out to others with a lifeline of rescue and say, I can help. Are you interested? And then we can engage in that 30-day intervention. We'll kick that off. Well, we'll launch it formally June 1. But we'll give information about those that are selected in advance. Now, here are some concerns. If they are currently under a doctor's care, for it doesn't matter for what, if they are currently under a physician's care, we will need some kind of written acknowledgement from that physician that a dietary intervention is acceptable for this patient. And that's just to protect them. We're confident that in most cases this should not be a concern. But they're under doctor's care for a reason, and we don't want to do anything that would interfere with that. So that's number one. Number two, some people may be in such a state that they are not qualified for the study. But you can connect them with course and help guide them and shape them so that they can get the benefits of the nutritional course. And we would invite you to do so. Jonna, that's one of the questions you were asking. Anything you learn here as a personal development and achievement coach, you can share, you can use, you can teach, you can lift, you can elevate, you can charge for, you can give away. So the line of demarcation there is, don't give them away your password so that they get it from the course. Get it from you. You're the coach. So I hope that gives you some information. And Chris, I know you can't speak, but you can type in to Sam. If you've got questions about the survey, you can get people, if people will email support@sixthdimension.com, then and just say, I want to get in the study, this is why I want to get in the study, and here's my contact information. Kathy is the one that will follow up with them, and we welcome it. And again, it's one of the ways that you get to be a personal development and achievement coach in normal and natural ways, and thereby expose people to the business opportunities of Sixth Dimension as well. Cami, did that help answer the question?
Yes, I think there is a link also. I was sent a link, and I think it's on our web pages or some.
Awesome. That would make me very happy. That tells me the team is getting ahead of me. That's very good news.
Okay, well, look for a link because I think there is one.
Okay. And in the, Sam, are you telling me something here?
Yeah, Chris has a question. Is this a weight loss program or just an overall wellness program?
Okay, that's a great question, Chris. It is an overall wellness program. So, but having said that, one of the great problems of wellness in our nation is associated with obesity. So by its nature, this will be a weight loss study. It will be one of the natural effects. We hypothesize so Chris, we know something about your body composition. You're not going to lose weight. That's not the intent here. And in fact, in your body composition, it might be an issue. So to the point that this is an overall wellness study, you might be wanting to build lean muscle mass or some other kinds of aspects, endurance. All of those things are included. It will start with the blood work. So before we ever do the intervention, it starts with the blood work. Now, having said that, I don't want to get too much into what the intervention is. Save it be this. Last month, we focused on that foundational step of strengthen a weakened will. That foundational step was get healthy. And I would say that this study is all about get healthy, stay healthy. And so hence, the four key elements of this study will be sleep, eat, move, gratitude. So as soon as you start talking about, especially that last one, it's not even just about physical wellness, but whole wellness. Now, having said all of that, we expect that a great percentage of participants will experience rescue from type 2 diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. Those tend to be our three leading indicators. And we'll see that in the blood work as it relates to heart disease and heart disease risks and type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetic patients or conditions, but it certainly will also impact on body composition. And that mostly means in our US society, weight loss. Now, I rambled a lot. It was like that was an essay question and I kept going till I hoped I answered the question. So would you respond back to Sam to see if you've got further questions or if that answered your questions? Thank you, Chris. Good. What other questions or comments? Okay. I will just, let's make sure we get Chris's.
I have a question. So we're encouraging, if I understand right, then Scott, we're encouraging all those we can to take the survey prior to, and then invite or make sure they get on next Tuesday, as you're going to review in detail what the CPI is as far as that. And then,
you're
of course,
exactly right. But get them to take that survey in advance, today, tomorrow, the next day. The sooner they take it, the better off they'll be, and the better off you'll be.
Okay.
Chris wanted to know if the blood work will be done after the program begins.
Pre and post. So we'll do blood work before we begin the intervention. We'll do blood work. At the end of 30 days, we'll do blood work. And that's part of the scientific aspect of the survey. That shouldn't be ringing. I've got it on silent. Sorry.
Okay, and then Chris wants the link to that survey again.
The CPI survey?
Maybe.
CPI-survey.griffinhillconsulting.com. CPI, all caps, hyphen, survey, dot griffinhillconsulting.com. And again, very unique. It's available to everyone you know. All as a part of your membership. So no additional charge to anybody. Okay, I saw comments up. Sam, was that additional comments from Chris?
No, that's just me. I'm putting the link in there too.
Okay, awesome. Okay, any other questions? Look, this is the great opportunity that is Sixth Dimension. Our opportunity to save and change lives. Beginning with the opportunity to change our own and thereby find ourselves rescued by personal growth, personal development, the sense of ongoing achievement, greater competence, greater confidence, because we have greater competence. Oh, we don't have them written up there. New elevated self-concept, higher self-awareness. These are our opportunities. And that's number one. And number two, in normal and natural ways, to elevate the lives of others in meaningful ways, starting with CPI on Tuesday and again on Friday, encouraging them, inviting them, bringing them to the museum trip, wherever that may be, book club, study. This is connecting our friends and family and associates with the power to save and change lives. That's what Sixth Dimension is all about. Thank you very much. Great to be with you tonight. Please reflect and write. And then I'm going to stay and answer questions as long as anyone has questions.